It's 7 degrees and partly cloudy. I'm Sari Anetta with 91X News. Egyptians have been turning out in large numbers for a second round of parliamentary elections. Mark Levy is on the streets of Cairo.
There are election posters up all over this neighborhood and long lines at the polling booth. This is the second of three rounds of elections in Egypt. The country is divided into three parts because of its size. The leader the first time, and expected to be the leader this time as well, is the Freedom and Justice Party. It's known better as the Muslim Brotherhood. A reputation as extremist Muslims, but they insist they will not impose their views. Putting forward a moderate face here, trying to persuade Egyptians they have nothing to be afraid of. Mark Levy, Cairo.
Time magazine has named the protester as its person of the year. Time magazine deputy world editor Bobby Ghosh says protesters have reshaped global politics in 2011.
It's been a remarkable year for political protests across the world, a year that began with the Arab Spring and the year that's ending with protests in many parts of the world, including in Russia, in Syria, and across Europe and across the United States.
Last year, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg got the honor. The Canadian Wheat Board is going to court in Manitoba to try to block Ottawa's plan to strip it of its monopoly on Western wheat and barley sales. Board Chairman Alan Oberg says the board will ask the Court of Queen's Bench to declare the move invalid and to stop any changes until the case is heard. Last week, a federal court judge ruled the bill was illegal, but the ruling was not binding on the government. New Brunswick's energy minister says work has resumed at the Pointe Lepreau nuclear power plant following a spill of radioactive heavy water. Craig Leonard says 4 to 6 liters of heavy water was released yesterday within the reactor containment building.
Mr. Speaker, Pointe Lepreau has a tremendous safety record, and as expected, the staff there reacted quickly and efficiently, and at no time was there any concern about either staff health or environmental impact.
NB Power spokeswoman Kathleen Duguay says the spill occurred at the reactor's moderator system and was filled in preparation for a restart of the reactor following a lengthy refurbishment. The auction of Elizabeth Taylor's jewelry went over big, really big. Shirley Smith has the story.
Elizabeth Taylor's jewelry collection went for a whopping $115 million. The pearl, diamond, and ruby necklace sold for nearly $12 million. Also included was that gigantic diamond ring that Richard Burton gave Taylor. It brought nearly $9 million. Rahul Hadakiam at Christie's says prices show how people felt about Taylor.
Had great taste for jewelry, and she was buying the best in every category.
I'm Shirley Smith.
That's 91X News to 201. Here's Sean Macy with sports.
It looks as though leading the Ontario Hockey League in goals isn't enough to earn a spot on Canada's World Junior team. Tyler Toffoli was one of the final 13 cuts made at the junior camp today, despite also scoring 2 goals in the team's final exhibition game Tuesday night. Canada fell just short of gold 2 years in a row, so every move the coaching staff makes will be watched closely. The tournament starts on Boxing Day in Edmonton. Joey Votto continues to set the bar for Canadian baseball players. The Reds' first baseman repeated as the Tip O'Neill winner as the top Canadian player in baseball. This one doesn't belong to Votto alone, though. He will be sharing the award with Milwaukee Brewers closer John Axford. Axford led the National League with 46 saves this past season. The Raptors continue to add depth to their lineup this offseason. Toronto signed restricted free agent forward Gary Forbes today. The 6'7" forward averaged just over 5 points per game as a rookie last season with Denver. The 0-13 start by the Indianapolis Colts this season proves just how valuable Peyton Manning is to the franchise. After offseason neck surgery, Manning hasn't played a down of football this season, and it shows in the standings. There was positive news for the Pro Bowl quarterback, though. Colts coach Jim Caldwell said that Manning has finally started throwing the ball. He has yet to practice with the club, and there is no indication he will do so before the end of the season. That's sports. Here's Sari Anetta with 91X Weather.
Today, cloudy. Rain beginning late this afternoon, high of 7. Tonight, rain with a low of 5. Thursday, more rain, ending in the afternoon with a high of 11. Friday, sunny with a low and high of +1. It's 7 degrees. I'm Sari Anetta with Sean Macy. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 91.